Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready. What you gonna do? The Lord is doing the call. What you gonna do? You better get your heart to the Lord. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful day today in Mass, various churches that you attended on today, and I know that God met you there. And I just thank God for just being able to come across and minister unto you on this evening. And may God richly bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. And I just want to send condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones. And we're just praying for you and with you and letting you know that you're not alone, that you have brothers and sisters that's praying, hallelujah, for you and with you in your hour of bereavement. So we're going to now go on into our intro prayer, and I'm asking those of you that will to bow your heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Father God, thank you, Jesus. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling, hallelujah, God, enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. For we know that this earthly place, God, is not our permanent destination, God. But we know that you have a place that prepared for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God, because we know that you have, hallelujah, an eternal, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that you have a home that's not built by the hand of man, but you are its builder, God, and you are its architect, God. And until you just burst out those clouds one historical day, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we'll just remain with our hands to the plow, God. We'll continue to mount up, God, with wings of an eagle, God, from the four corners of this earth, God. From the north, south, east, and west. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being in the midst tonight. And God, we want you to touch this service on tonight. We're asking you, God, just to stretch out your mighty hand, God. We'll be so mindful, God, to give your name the glory, all the honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I want you to anoint these lips of clay, God. Want to be able to bring someone a rhema word, God, that's out there, God, that feel like all their hope is gone. Lord, I want you just to anoint these lips of clay, God. Hallelujah. To those that may, then again, may not know of you in the presence of their iniquity, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I want you to grace your servant. Hallelujah, Jesus, with words of encouragement. Those that are hurting deep down in the pit of me, of their souls, God. We're asking you to touch them and just give them peace, give them serenity, God. Them that's in a need of a financial blessing, God, we want you to touch them. Supply their needs, God, according to your purpose, according to your will, according to your riches in glory, God. We'd be so mindful to give your name the glory and the honor and all the praises. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And we allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I just thank those of you that just allow me into your living room area, into your workspace, then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank God for you, you, and you. And may God richly bless you. All right, we're going to go right now on into a service that's already in progression. And our sermon on tonight entitled, One Final Rescue Mission at God. And we're talking about the end time. I want to say that one more time. One Final Rescue Mission at God. We're talking about the end times. And we're going to go to our first key scripture on tonight. And it reads this, and it's coming out of the law of 2 Peter 3 and 9. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we want to ask you on tonight to choose ye this day who you're going to serve. And we know that the Lord is not slack. Hallelujah. As some count slackness. But he is long-suffering toward you and I, not willing that any shall perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that key scripture once again, coming out of the law of 2 Peter 3 and 9. And so we're talking about a rescue mission that God will be implementing on this earth. And God is talking about his judgment upon the world. He's talking about the different plagues that will be placed upon the earth. And there will be hail. There will be blood. The wind will cease to blow. And there will be torment in the prediction of our salvation. God will have a final curtain calling on our lives to let us know that it is still time for us to give our life to Christ. And I'll tell you, if it ever was a time for us to be spiritual minded, the time is now. We're living in a time where we just don't know what will happen next. We know that the enemy is busy. We know we have trouble on every side. But we are to pray and pray without ceasing for God's intervention. It is God that is able to keep us, hallelujah, when we cannot keep ourselves. And we're told that Peter warned about the danger, hallelujah, of backsliding. And he said that for those who have once walked in God's way and then traced their course, he said that the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 2 Peter 2 and 20. We know that our Lord stated his position, hallelujah, on backsliding. Thank you, Jesus. No man having put his hand to the plow, and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 9 and 62. And I would like to ask, why would anyone that knows the Lord and got their hand in God's hand would ever want to look back? Look back into the world. And to those of you that have never had invitation and had a personal encounter with God, you know, this would be a good time for you to give your life to the Lord as well. But God's word says that anyone with their hand, hallelujah, hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 9 and 62. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're asking the question, why would we look back? Why would we look back when we know that the trail has already been blazed? God has already shown us the way in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 14:6. And we know, hallelujah, that backsliding causes us to retrace our steps along a dead-end path of pleasure and possessions. We know that backsliding holds out the comfort of the familiar, and we live in the past, holding on to the world rather than maturing in faith and following God. We are told that Lot's wife, that she took that route. The greatest desire was to remain where she was. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, rather than to go where God wanted you and I to go and wanted her to go. Hallelujah. Rather than running toward a living future, we're told that she had hardened into a dead salt. And that scripture reading can be found in the law of Genesis 19:16 down through the 26th verse. But through Jesus Christ, you and I, we can look away from the past events of our lives and face an eternal future with God. We know that persisting in this world, in the same, hallelujah, same surroundings, the same mindset, the same spiritual dilemma, hallelujah, can cause us to miss heaven altogether. Thank you, Jesus. But we know that if we look to God, hallelujah, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and we know that the backsliding causes us to walk in the shadow of the life of the flesh and not of the life of the spirit. We know that the light is come into the world. Hallelujah. And men love darkness rather than the light. Why? Because their deeds were evil, says the Lord. But he that doth truth come to the light. Hallelujah. That his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 3:19 through 26. And we know that God is not a backslider. God has not ever sinned. Neither was a guile found in his mouth. He never walked away from us. Instead, he forgives our sin and no longer remember them. We can read in the law of Isaiah 43:25. Hallelujah, like the waiting father who reached out to embrace the prodigal son. But on his return home, hallelujah, God reached out to us in love and gave his son to die for our sins. So I'm asking those of you that have your hand held to the plow, don't look back. Don't backslide. Don't lose sight of your goal. Don't walk away from God, because God loves you. God loves you and God needs you. God needs you in his vineyard. God has designed you to come and be a worker in his vineyard. He loved you to the point of death. That's the utmost that God loves each and every one of us, to the point of death. Hallelujah. God gave up the ghost. Said that it's finished. Hallelujah. And those of you that has not come, hallelujah, into the fold, sheepfold of God, I'm pleading with you on tonight to give your life to the Lord. God is waiting. He's just a whisper prayer away. God is knocking at the door of your heart. Will you open up and let him in? He's desiring a personal relationship with you. Hallelujah. He loves you. And don't let no one tell you that don't no one love you. When our mother and our father They may leave us. They might forsake us. Our children might leave us. But there is one spiritual deity that loves us in spite of our wrong, in spite of everything that we have done in our lifetime. God will just erase all the sin that you and I have ever committed and place that into the sea of forgetfulness and to never remember it anymore. You know, we have people that won't let you forget the things that you have done in your past life. Girl, you know, when we used to go to the club and we used to dance on the dance floor and we used to be, you know, one of those ladies that's sliding down the pole. But we know that when God comes into our life, we are a new Christ in God. The things that we used to do, we don't have a desire to do those things anymore. Why? Because God has made us a new man, a new woman, a new youth, a new boy, a new girl. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And I'm just going to read a little more, and then we're going to wrap this on up for tonight. And like I said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. And as some men count slackness, but God is long-suffering. So that means that God is giving each and every one of us an opportunity to get it right, an opportunity to meet God face to face, an opportunity to miss an eternal darkness and to have a personal relationship with God. That's what God is desiring from you and I. That's why God has not shown his face. It's because God is long-suffering. He's given each and everyone an opportunity to get to know him. Hallelujah. And he said that, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversations and godliness? Hallelujah. Looking far and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Hallelujah. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brothers Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. Hallelujah, that they are unlearned and unstable. Thank you, Jesus. Whereas they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things, before be aware, lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to impart and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you would desire the old Triple Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We are going to now change the dynamics of this program, bringing unto you Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you be blessed. Listen up for Hymns of Zion. Bye for now.
Ah! I am waiting.
Oh,
Give it to the Lord and he will carry you.
Yeah.